always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da. What's up? It's the Warrior, Don Christian.
And Miss Cole.
And Miss Cole. Miss Coleman, how was your Thanksgiving, man? How did it go?
It was good.
Did you cook anything?
I did.
What did you do in the kitchen, Miss Cole? We want to know, man.
Well, I just helped my mother-in-law. Helped her with the food and everything. Yeah. But I did cook apple pie from scratch.
What?
The first time.
Can I keep it real?
Hold on.
And sweet potato pie.
Are you telling the truth or are you just making
sense? No, I got pictures. I will show you right now.
We're going to have to shoot them pictures out on Facebook.
No, absolutely not.
You know what I'm saying? Let people see whether Miss Cole was getting down. Was it good?
Was it good? Was my sweet potato pie good?
Yeah, it was good, man.
Okay.
It was good.
She punched her husband and was like, was it good? But nah, that's what's up, man. So she was getting in.
And I got, let me see. Ooh, look at that.
Was that your first time ever cooking something like that?
Yeah, that was my first time.
Tight, man. So you are a baker by choice.
I do like to bake. I do. You know what I'm saying? But I've never baked pies before, so.
Yeah.
That was... But other than that, cooking a Thanksgiving meal is, it's hard. It's hard work. I was sore and I was tired the next day, but it was good.
Man, so what else did you have your hands in the kitchen?
Everything pretty much. Stuffing, mac and cheese. What do we make? Gravy.
Gravy, ooh. From scratch, right? From scratch, not no chicken broth and
everything.
Okay, no.
His mom don't play.
Yeah. And hey, I ain't gonna front. Marcel's mom know how to cook. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. I didn't mean to put out the government. My bad.
It wasn't nothing out the box. Everything was from scratch.
All right, so we're gonna talk about Thanksgiving. I did get down in the kitchen. I made some potato salad from scratch.
For real?
Yeah, you know. It go. All you gotta do is ask my wife. But I do gotta say this too. I went to SOCOM's house. Dude beat me in phase 10. He barely beat me. I'm hot about it.
That's a good game.
Yeah, we played for like 2 hours. It was a 2-hour game. So we was going in. Hey, but dude makes some incredible peach cobbler. Oh my gosh. It's ridiculous. But we got Sketch the J, man. He's going to be with us in just a second. Sketch the journalist. We're going to talk to him about how he got started. And we're going to talk about Thanksgiving, not just the holiday, man. And we're going to do this. Let's go to this song right here. Ali Rosette on Yada the King Radio. He just moved out here to Seattle. We heard him this Friday. And it was cracking, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go.
Even though I wasn't perfect, every time I reached out for a hand, it was a burden. I tried to make them love me, I just couldn't earn it. Was searching for a purpose, fronting on the surface. But deep inside, I can't deny there's more to life than hurting. Thought I must be ugly, all they ever did was judge me. Abuse, push and shove me, deceive me and corrupt me. I put my self-worth into whatever came first. Anything to quench my thirst, it got worse. And as I sank deeper, I finally hit the bottom. And guess who was there to come and save me from my
you
problems?
Save me from myself, turn me from the sin. Show me who I was, change me from within. And I was on my own, won't be that way again. I never let
inside in self-condemnation. At times my past haunts me when I'm by myself and tries to tempt me into being who the father killed. Sometimes I fall and I feel the worst, and I feel alone and my feelings hurt. But then he shows up and shows me what redemption is and how forgiveness isn't limited to just the present tense. My past is gone, not just disappeared, not its existence but dominion over future years. And there's hope in that, and it gives me peace. My shortcomings won't limit who I'm meant to be. That means I'm meant to breathe. More than that, I'm meant to love. Change won't ever come if I ain't changed from who they thought I was. It's not just who I am, but who I am in him, which means I'm called to give everything that I am like him.
Turn me from the sin, show me who I was. Change me from within, and I was on my own. Won't be that way again. I never let you go. I'm riding to the end. Cause Father, you saved me.
Bye. devotional. Are you looking for passionate intimacy in your walk with Christ or seeking for more in your Bible study? These devotionals are to be read and applied to change the hearts and minds of God's children, herself included. By using her imagination and her love for writing, her fresh stories infused with the word come from the heart of God. You want Chase's newest devotional? Join her mailing list. Chase's Devotionals, adjusting your focus with your daily walk with Christ at genuinelife.com.
Got a book? Are you in need of publishing services? Has God shared a vision with you that you need to get out to the masses?
Do you need help in pulling it all together?
The staff at Hunter Heart Publishing is ready to serve your book publishing needs.
Log on to HunterHeartPublishing.com today to submit your manuscript for review.
We are excited to share with you in a vision to offer God's heart to a dying world.
Visit HunterHeartPublishing.com.
Hunter Heart Publishing. Offer God's heart to a dying world.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Al. Just came over to let you know.
Hey, you got
to
see my latest investment.
Oh, sure, Al.
Check it out. Do you ever see a big screen as big as this?
Wow, that's pretty big.
Oh, yeah. We had to take the wall out to get it in.
Oh.
And how about this new stereo system, huh?
Wow, that's a lot of equipment.
Nothing but top of the line, guy. Ever seen so many buttons?
Not really, no.
Listen, I can make the music sound real tinny. Or real bassy.
That's impressive.
Hey, that's the X900. And for $100 more, I got this little button here.
Oh, what's that do?
Well, I don't remember now, but it was cool. These speakers cost me more than my golf clubs.
Wow, that's quite a bit.
Nah, we'll just hold off on the new satellite dish for the RV.
Well, hey, listen, I just came over to let you know we still have an opening in the Christian school. Thought you'd like to enroll your son.
Gee, Bob, right now I really can't afford it. Afford it.
Priorities. Where are yours? Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web at lifelinepro.com.
I was trying to give my sister the song artist name, and she said mushrooms. She's still off Thanksgiving food. Hey,
why
that's
you gotta
pursuit.
Put my business out there like that?
Hey, you know, I was just, you know, that's how we keep it live, though. You know,
no.
I mean, was I lying though?
It sounded like you were saying mushrooms. That's why. That's why I asked.
Nah, that was Pursue, the Just Shall Live by Faith.
See,
talk
you need
about
to
Pursue.
Enunciate. You
talk
need
about
to,
Pursue.
You need, what?
Pursue the group, man. It was.
Oh, yeah, they were there Friday at our
yes,
show.
Yes, yes. Tell them about them for those that missed that.
Oh, they're awesome. See, I like music like that, you know. And when they got down with worship, I was with it.
Yeah.
So.
She keeps saying things like that, so I always got to question her when she say music like that. Like, she anyway.
Like what?
We got sketch, right?
No, don't be trying to change.
I got to change, you know, let's flow. We got sketch.
You got something to say?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But we got sketch, then
yes,
what are we going to do?
Get
go
into
ahead.
His testimony. So, he's
act, right.
People don't see, but you be acting up, though.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So I'm going to start putting you out there. Yeah. But anyway, Sketch, I apologize for his behavior.
Yeah, no problem.
We're going to get into your testimony. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to know Christ.
Yeah, I was raised in church from as young as I can remember. I think I've got a testimony piece that I drew in Sunday school that when I gave my heart to Christ at like age 6 or something like that. So mom was real dedicated, definitely had us in church. Church of the Nazarene is the denomination that I grew up in. For those that know, it's kind of like Baptist, I guess. Wesleyan, I believe, is the background denomination. But had a really good childhood growing up. Dad didn't go to church that much, but mom was very diligent, had us involved in that. So from as young as I can remember, got involved and really, like I said, was taught kind of what it meant to accept Christ in your heart. So early on, I did that. We did like Bible quizzing and stuff like that. So it was definitely deep into the Word. And then obviously, as you grow up and get older, you have to kind of decide something that you're really going to adopt. So
yeah,
probably in high school is when it really became like, okay, this is something that I've got to do. This is I'm starting to make, you know, more decisions on my own. I did a lot of things because I wanted to obey and please my parents, but it was, you know, time to decide if it was really what I wanted to do. So I kind of became really dedicated, and I feel like it really became my, I guess, my own faith and deepened my own relationship with Christ then. did a lot of like church camps and that sort of thing. And then going off to college, you know, then you're really out on your own and living on your own and deciding that you're really going to continue to live this faith out. So that's pretty much it. I don't have a deep horror story or anything like that. That's one of the more interesting parts of what I do is a writer and talking to these guys in Christian hip hop. So many have such dramatic testimonies, but at the same time, I think I can kind of rejoice and even like the Truth did on his song and said, you know, he doesn't have a horror story, but that's almost in many ways, you know, that's, it just gives more glory to God that he protected you and kept me from that kind of stuff.
So, amen.
That's good.
No, that's real good, man. Let's talk about. Yeah. You're continuing in this walk with God, just some of the things that he's been teaching you as you go along this way, the importance of just staying connected to God, because it's easy to in the world that we live in today for people to drift away from God. What would you have to say about just staying connected with God?
Yeah, it definitely needs to be something that you're intentional about. Whether it's reading your word or, you know, prayer and being around other Christians. I think it's very helpful. And again, like I said, it's one of the benefits of doing what I do is being able to talk to people about their stories and continually hearing from new saints or new believers about what they've been through and how God has changed their life, particularly in the Christian hip-hop area that we've been in. Like I said, there's so many very dramatic, impressive stories to just see the people that a lot of these rappers and people involved in this community were before they became Christians to who they are now. And that constantly kind of reignites that fire for me, is just hearing people that were, you know, thugs and drug dealers and sleeping around and, you know, everything else, and how now they're family men who, you know, serve in their church and are supporting their wives or adopting kids, serving homeless, you know, that kind of stuff. Just really reignites that passion for me somewhat too, just to see that our God is a God who can really change and transform lives, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I think that's good, man. And I know that you've been instrumental in putting your hands out and helping the community. Where did you learn that serving hood from, man, or that serving others from?
As far as like what I do is writing and that sort of thing?
No, as far as you saying, you know, helping people out in the community and different things like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been modeled for me by other Christians, people in my own church that serve other Christians in the hip-hop community here in Houston. Trey Nine is a perfect example, who's been very instrumental as a leader, kind of gathering people, getting them involved. For a while, it was in advance and trying to just grow the Christian hip-hop genre, but the last couple of years, he's been very much an example that has challenged and strengthened me to get more involved in service. He does a weekly Hip Hop Youth Service in Fifth Ward, which is where Ghetto Boys are from. He actually uses a facility that is owned by Jay Prince, who owns Rap-A-Lot Records. He has Feed a Friend that feeds homeless seven nights a week. Just put up a testimony video, which was a great thing that I got to help publish and promote. But just this Thanksgiving was a one-year anniversary. Last year, he was involved in his homeless feeding ministry down in Houston, and it was pretty cold in Houston that night, and they saw a woman with two kids and said, you know, you guys can't be out here on the streets at night. So he asked them, invited them into his own home. Was thinking it was just going to be temporary to get them on their feet for Thanksgiving, but ended up the kids stayed with them. The mother kind of relinquished her rights, felt that Trey Nine and his wife could raise them better than he could. So now they're actually in the process of adopting these two children.
Blows
my mind that somebody would be involved in like a homeless feeding ministry and end up taking in and bringing them in. So if you guys haven't seen that video, you can check it out at sketchthejournalist.com or The South. It's on there. But it's very challenging. And all that kind of answers your question about what spurs me is seeing guys like that and saying, man, I need to really step my game up and try to do more. And I think Trey does an excellent job in that video of saying that the reason he does it is because of his faith and because these are the things that Jesus calls you to do, to look after the widows and orphans and that sort of thing. And that it's not always an easy walk, but this is a way, if you want to claim to be a follower of Jesus, these are the things that you do. So,
man, look, this is what I'm going to say, man. Right there, Trey Nine, shout out to Trey Nine. part owner of the South. Shout out to Z, all the cats, man, doing it for the kingdom. And they telling us all to turn it up. Just like this song right here, Outcome, Turn It Up. We're going to hop into this and we're going to be right back. And we're going to talk to Sketch about him using his journalism gift in the Christian hip hop community. Let's get out of here, y'all.
Homie, they done heard of us. When the fact that I know that he came to cover with blood injecting my veins, painted vivid picture enough to remember that it's enough to be confessing his name, reflecting the frame. It is a shame some people is out who end up with a fame, trying to get known in reality. He's standing in aim, professing his name. So I tell him, let's go. Give it a beginning to give it a growth. Yeah. Tell him what it is, I'm telling him I know. My father got a 90 rolls in my soul. And change with it. I don't need no fame with it. Please come and come and bang with me. I don't need no change with it. Just walk, come and hang with me. Come and fresh, still dang. My father got my back for his bride, and that's affirming of so I tell him that Christ that we live and die is the game. Precious to kill the sick as a brain. Pride and shame, afraid to proclaim, denouncing his name. We suffer in pain, defeating and slain for losing our aim. We're jumping in the ring and never betraying. Now tell me what it is, then tell me who to blame. We turning up, we never had the will to turn enough. No purpose, cause no work to us. Persecution was worse enough. Discipleship we hunger for. The world still perverse in us. We rather test our love with no savior. Living out. For 1 minute, let God turn it up if you feel me. Let's go. She's the winner to the people that are living in the law. So we call the town on the hill. Tell me what the deal is. My God is for real. My life is so real. Back is not real. Back is someone we feel more a premier. Christ is my king of my job and career. Everything else take a seat to the wheel. My wife, my kids, even career. I was the one in that living for years. But I tell him I'm out there. Give it a beginning to get it and come out. Tell him what it is. I tell him that I know my father got a dying rose. And we go where he went. Then we rest where he went. King hold us with semen. This life that he said. This life that he said. I ain't saying that it easy. But this life you can get it. This
I'm here to multiply. I'm speaking for the flame, but I'm repping for the fire. lifting me up, or I'm walking on my toes. Both favor make you wanna strike a pose. I'm never stressed out, cause I ain't gotta lift the load. No, give it to the king and hit the road. Where would I be if I ain't have him in my bones? Trippy when I think about the places I can go. I hear him when you talk, but would I see him in your home? Whoa, why you tryna keep up with the Jones? God, my provider, pulling praises out of stone. Haters try and block, I drive over the cone. You ain't gotta come, I'm built to stand alone. No matter what you do, the bottom line, make it known. If you ain't speaking life, be prepared to get the tone. No time to waste, every moment I'm a zone. Reppin' for the king until I'm gone, until I'm gone.
Can't you see I'm sick behind? I could never be restrained. Cause I'm here to multiply, and I'm speaking for the flame. But I'm reppin' for the fine, on a one-way train, headed to the other side.
I respond like a trigger, connected to the king, I ain't have to lose a slipper. Boy for the light, so I'ma shine like the dipper. World going at me, but I'm sharper than the scissor. Through Christ, I keep this thing together like a zipper. Leaning on my faith, grace flowing like a river. Games on the line, got the king as my kicker. Every situation, line drive through the center. Following his rules, got you thinking I'm a winner. It's how I keep it hot when the world's in the blizzard. No Facebook, still let you get the picture. Kid full of words, spit the pages like a printer. Eyes on the prize, keep it moving like a spinner. Word in the morning and the grind is my dinner. Diet is divine, every day I'm getting thinner. Strict weight limit, tone up so you can enter,
Can't you see I'm sick behind? I could never be restrained. Cause I'm here to multiply, and I'm speaking for the flame. But I'm repping for the fire, on a one-way train, headed to the other side. Cause I'm here to multiply. Speaking for the flame and I'm repping for the fire. On a one-way train headed to the other side. Come on.
That song right there, Victory, the new song, Super High. Definitely go check that joint out, man. Miss Cole, man, we got Sketch the Journalist on. And we're going to talk about how you got involved, Sketch, with using your gift of journalism, period. How did you get started writing, man? Because I know a lot of people that want to write, but actually writing and wanting to write is two different things. So how did you get involved and use your talents of writing?
It probably starts back when I moved from Memphis to Houston. I think it was sixth grade, and when I moved to Houston, it was the first time we had elective classes. And when we moved here, I drew a lot of cartoons and that sort of thing. It's kind of part of where I get the name Sketch. But I wanted to, my mom was looking over the elective list and said, hey, you might want to do a newspaper. They might publish some of your cartoons. So I selected that and actually got involved and started learning about the process of like journalistic writing, newspaper writing, lead writing and layout and that sort of thing. And really got involved and enjoyed that. So from junior high, I continued it in high school. I continued it into college. My degree is in journalism. And then as far as like Christian hip hop stuff, I've been a fan since I got my first Christian rap tape in 86, and I continued to move and build and was always looking for more information about it.
Hey, wait. In 86, whose project did you pick up? Because some people will be like, I didn't know there was Christian hip-hop back then. But who did you pick up?
Stephen Wiley's Bible Break single on cassette tape.
Hey, I got some Stephen Wiley, man, so I know about that.
Yeah, one of the people that... is often pointed to as one of the first guys to have, you know, recorded material available for sale. So definitely a pioneer. But that's what started me on Christian hip hop. And I told you earlier, I was, you know, a Christian from a young age, but raised around guys that were involved in the music, and hip hop was just the music that I grew up around and listened to. But I always knew that the direction that it was headed was different from my faith, so I needed to find an alternative for that. And got into Christian hip hop. So as I did, I wanted to know more about it, and there wasn't a lot of information available. You had to go to Christian bookstores and hope that they had a sample cassette that you might listen to.
Yeah.
Or buy stuff strictly off of the cover. So
right.
That's where my own interest in wanting to know more and having some documentation about it. And the mid-90s, Grape Tree had produced a magazine called Heaven's Hip Hop.
Right.
And I started to follow that and subscribe to it and read it religiously. You know, my friend Slave, who eventually started One Line Magazine that then birthed the South, he was a writer in that magazine back then. I read his stuff before I knew him and knew he was from Houston, so I appreciated him. He wrote a column called Real Criticisms and had very much real criticisms. He wasn't afraid to tell you if a Christian hip hop album was bunk. You know, he was looking at it objectively, so I appreciated that. And then in college, the internet boom started going. There were a couple of websites devoted to Christian hip hop. Hip Hop Zone was one of them.
Yeah.
And being a journalism major, I just decided to submit my first review to them and just see if I could get published, and they published it. It was a review I wrote about Rhymes Monumental's first album, I think it was, A Lion Science. And so I just continued to go there to submit reviews, and then Slave, who had started his own magazine, One Mind, and somehow found out I was from Houston, found my address, added me to the mailing list, and we connected. I told him I was a journalism major and would be willing to write and help out. So we linked up, and I would submit information and stories and articles to him. We would talk about it, and then that grew, and he developed a website for that. So basically, I would just try to write for as many people as I could. I knew that I loved the music, but I couldn't rap. I couldn't make beats, and I wanted to contribute. So I figured it was a good time to use my talents to help further the genre and writing about other people, giving critical reviews and information that could help get more people exposed to what God was doing through this music.
Wow, man. So what would you say to other people that, I mean, it seems like in this genre of Christian hip hop, we have a lot of artists, some that really might not be their field of play. You recognized and said, hey, I'm not a rapper. We actually heard one of your songs. You did rap a song because you lost a bet with Wayne O. You know what I'm saying? But besides that, you knew that you were not a rapper. So you would say, hey, I'm going to go with one of my strengths. What would you say to the people that are out there that are involved in Christian hip hop that it might not be what they're really good at, but they might have a gift that can help further what we're doing?
Yeah, hopefully that they'll be willing to accept some criticism from people that are doing it in love. And if maybe their talent isn't in hip hop, you know, as a performer or a beat maker, understand, allow people to speak that truth into them. Like I said, in love, you don't want to just bash somebody over the head and crush their dreams, but let them know that there are other options and there are other needs within the genre. We need more people behind the stage, managers, booking agents, people that are willing to set up and serve, and you know, all these different areas that we need in order to grow and that can benefit those who do have the talent to perform. So hopefully just be willing to accept that role and understand that you don't always have to be on the stage to help push this thing along and for God to use you in the role that you would be. So be willing and open to take that kind of criticism and be willing to look and see where God has gifted you elsewhere and how that can be used to build his kingdom and to even further the genre of Christian hip hop, which we all believe that God uses. So,
no, that's what's up, man. And so with you being, how long have you been writing for Christian hip hop, would you say?
So that first article that I published on Hip Hop Zone, I think was in 99. So, over, you know, 10 years.
And what are some ways that you would say, even from journalism, you've been able to impact people You know what I'm saying? People have even heard the gospel through the things that you've written. Do you have any testimonials that you can share with us from some of the things that you've done?
One of the better things this year, I mean, not directly, you guys have mentioned to me before, even like, you know, my ministry, and sometimes it feels weird for me to talk about it that way. But I think I can definitely promote others who are doing the same kind of ministry. And this past year, I was blessed with an opportunity. I do it now, a regular blog about Christian hip hop for the Houston Chronicle. And I was invited to do that. So in many ways, that's given me an opportunity to share what God is doing with the guys here in Houston and Christian hip hop, and promote that to an audience that may not already be favorable to hip hop, may not already be favorable to Christianity at all. But some of those stories have been published in the print paper on Fridays. They have a religion section. Some of them have been appeared on the front page of the website. The blog entry I just did about Trey 9 and the Thanksgiving video on adoption appeared on the front page of the Chronicle's website. I think it may even still be there, chron.com.
Wow.
So people who aren't interested in Christian hip hop may run across these stories and see that, hey, you know, these guys are really serious about their faith and what they're doing. So they're out there serving. I've been able to help shine a light and tell people, like, 007 is another guy here in Houston that used to be a secular rapper with Fifth Ward Boys back in the day on Rap-A-Lot, and has served time in prison. A couple weeks ago, he had an event called Bless Fest where they paid for somebody's rent, they paid for somebody's light bill. They gave out 500, like, turkey baskets and stuff. So hopefully the people in the city of Houston are able to see that these are guys that live their lives quite a bit differently. They may look, and I get how these guys look like typical rappers. They dress like them, that sort of thing. But hopefully they see that they're dramatically different in the way that they live their lives, the way that they treat other people, the way that the things that they stand up for against, you know, negative side of hip-hop music. But they're definitely out in the community more so than just your typical million-dollar, flashy, you know, secular rapper or something like that. So you're asking me kind of my impact and what I've been able to do. Hopefully I've been able to propel some of these others and show the reality of what a life in Christ looks like within the hip-hop community.
That's what's up, man. So a lot of cats is asking, yo, can we hear that song that you came out with?
Oh, no.
We gonna have to spit
it
though.
You're welcome to play it, but you're and then you'll definitely see that that's not where I was gifted.
Right, man. But talk to him about how this this song came about, man. That we're gonna go into.
Okay. Yeah. So I do a regular news segment for the Waito Radio Show, which is another Christian hip hop podcast. And the Waito is from the East Coast, and somehow he's become a Laker fan. I don't know. A couple years ago, the Lakers were playing the Waito, which I teased him about. I'm like, how are you from New Jersey and you're a Lakers fan? But anyway, he was on Twitter talking mess about the Lakers. They were playing the Rockets in the playoffs. I ride for my home team. So I said, let's put something up. But, you know, at the time, K-Drama's Air Jordan song was blowing up and everybody and their mother was making a remix to it. So I said, all right, you know, the winner, or, you know, the loser has to make an Air Jordan remix song. So, unfortunately, the Rockets lost. Yao Ming went down with an injury, as he was asked to do almost every year, unfortunately. And the Rockets lost to the Lakers. So, in my song, I wrote about Yao Ming going down. And Shane Battier, opposite least of that series, he played good defense against Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
So, that's the theme of my song and my Air Jordan remix, which was Shane Battier on.
If you was in a live stream, you would have got to hear that joint right there by Skessa Journalist, man. We are there every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Come join us. But we're going to go to this joint, Triumphant Music, Get Violent, on Y'all of the King Radio. Here we go.
Got lust in your heart, you better fight it.
Better fight it.
God hate crying, yeah, you better fight it.
Better fight it.
Don't come and be content, homie, fight it.
Homie, fight it.
If you think we laying down, then you bet we some fighters.
Get violent.
Fight it.
Fight sin. Fight it.
Fight
sin.
Fight it.
Fight sin. Fight it.
Fight it.
Fight sin.
Fight it.
Fight sin.
life. Fight with yourself, now don't give in. Fight back, you sin in, well fight that. Don't blend in, don't fall back. Violence, we promote that.
Got lust in your heart, you better fight it.
Better fight it.
God hate crying, yeah, you better fight it.
Better fight it.
Don't cover, be content, homie, fight it.
Homie, fight it.
If you think we laying down, then you bent. We some fighters.
Get violent.
On who I represent or go back to the way I used to be when I was ignorant, cause then I'm kinda insignificant and what I say would be irrelevant when I'm talking about the one who's infinite. There's a lot of people watching every single move I make, so if and when I make a mistake I can bring a little pain. Situations try to get you when you're living by the scriptures, never see the bigger picture, think I'm with a little frame. But I know that I'm more than a conqueror and everything I need to make it, I know he supplied it for me. Server, server, so it ain't no da-da-da-da-doubt about it. I'ma keep it holy cause that's how I give him all the glory. One thing about me is I'ma do what he tell me to do. People lost, spending all their money buying everything the enemy selling to you. Gotta get your vision to the place where you can see if it ain't written in the book.
Bible.
Then you gotta do whatever it takes to come up with a different look.
I got the right look,
right?
That's the Christ look.
Christ
I got the right look,
right?
That's the Christ look.
Christ
I got the right look,
right?
That's the Christ look.
Christ
I got the right look,
right?
That's the Christ look.
Christ
I got the right look,
right?
That's the Christ look.
Christ
I got the right look,
right?
That's the
top to top spin, be breaking it down for the minds that don't know. Even to comprehend the lyrics that I can send will hit you in the face cause I can't stand the flow. Swinging the brick and delivering shivering styles, best believe when they hit you in the chest you will manifest a cardiac arrest from the shot. Through the rhythm and the rhyme and the mic that I rock, I've been chopping and shocking the population, ain't no stopping me probably cause they got me stopping like God's property. Follow me from the days of poverty to God's sovereignty. When he got to me properly, adopted me, enlightened me, the gift of life, it's in Christ. Nothing else out there will suffice. Ain't no competition to living a life that's driven and winning over the flesh, stopping the enemy's mission, and I'm living it up. He's filling me up, I'm about to erupt and that explode. Cause I'm full of his joy, I'm full of his peace, I'm full of his love, I'm out of control. So, what they gonna do when I be coming on through, when I be walking in the favor that he's giving to do? Hopefully there'll be a trip to make it the one or two. It's time I reach him when I live it with a second or two. I got the right look, that's the Christ look. I got the right look, that's the Christ look. I got the right look, that's the Christ look. I got the right look, that's the Christ look. I got the right look, that's the Christ look. I got the right look, that's the Christ look. I got the right look, that's the Christ look. I got the right look, that's the Christ look.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip-hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip-hop.
Yo.
The real hip-hop.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
DennisSouth.com. The online source for all hip-hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews. The latest news. And your very own. Community profile. Are you DennisSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network
and more. DennisSouth.com.
DennisSouth.com.
You know who it is?
DennisSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip-hop site, repping the West Coast. With the fattest gospel hip-hop, latest news,
videos.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all,
yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online.
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast Fire.com.
Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada the King Radio, now on GospelNW.com.
We invite you to join in fellowship with us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you could come as you are, but you just can't stay that way.
That song right there was Right Look, D-Shock, featuring Anonymous, D-Mob, and Top Spin. That song, I like that song a lot, man. But we got Sketch the Journalist in Cut and Shoot, Texas, getting it in with us on the topic of the day. Miss Cole, do you remember what the topic of the day was?
Thanksgiving.
And it just slipped my mind, so I had to check with Miss Cole real quick. Bless you ahead of time. All right. So look, check this out. Thanksgiving. First of all, we know it's a holiday, but what does it mean to give thanks, Sketch, for somebody that's a believer and even somebody that's an unbeliever? What does it mean to give thanks?
Yeah, I think it's definitely showing appreciation and taking a moment to step back and look at the things that have occurred in your life, the blessings, if you will. And just pausing to be appreciative of those things that have come into your life. as Christians, a lot of times, obviously, we attribute those to our relationship in Christ and hopefully see in a broader perspective the things that he's given us. But I think even the secular world, and I'm very glad for it, that they even take a moment to stop and give thanks and see the value in showing appreciation for one another and for the good things that have come about in their life, and just taking a moment to share that with others. I think it's an act of love to do that, and makes things a lot better. So hopefully we do it more than just the one time in November, but I'm glad that it's a part of our American tradition.
All right, so what is some things that we should, or what are some ways that we should be giving thanks to God? You know what I'm saying? Like, is there like, I think sometimes we may take some of the things that God does for granted, mm-hmm. And not the countertop, but granted. Anyway, but what are some things that, you know what I'm saying, we need to always be consistently thankful for?
Yeah, I think our health, our relationship with others, the people in our lives that we've been able to be a part of, whether it's family or friends or our church community, our spouses, I think those things are definitely things that you don't want to take for granted and do want to thank God for bringing them into you. They're not necessarily always tangible material things, but they're things that probably mean the most to you and give you an opportunity to thank him for making them a part of your life and making your life better in those ways.
Man, I think that's good. Miss Cole, you got any questions you want to ask them, or you thinking of? While you thinking, I'm going to have another one for them. And, man, for those that are not thankful, I mean, we flipped the switch. Let's say, for those that are not thankful, what are some reasons why they may not be thankful for what God has done in their life? Or just not be thankful, period, man. What would you say to the reason why they would feel like that?
Can I keep it real?
Sketch.
Yes.
Did you hear my question?
I'm sorry, could you repeat it?
Yeah, I was saying for those that are not thankful, what are some reasons why they feel like they don't need to give thanks to God, to others? Why would you say they feel that way?
A lot of things, you know, if people have had a tragedy in their life, a lot of times they'll blame God. If it's the loss of a loved one or a child or a divorce or something like that. And I guess it's easy in some ways or to just think that God is the reason for that and take that out. So those things can build up some bitterness. The deception, I think, of Satan can sometimes blind us to the reality of the things that we've been given.
Right. Do you also feel like it's a pride thing as well? Like they deserve it, or what would you say about that?
Yeah, definitely. That's a good point. That you could feel like this is something that I've achieved on my own, that I deserve it. You know, that it's a matter of my own doing versus being gifted or someone having grace and giving you these kind of things.
Wow, man. And I'm gonna just have you be upfront and personal, and then Miss Cole is going to ask her question after that. I heard her. She was about to say something, but I'm sorry. I'm talking now. Anyway.
I know.
Hey, but Sketch, have there ever been a time where you noticed in your life where you weren't being grateful, and what were some ways that you realized that? And, you know what I'm saying, is there any times in your life where you feel you're not even being grateful enough for what God has given you? And this is personal.
Can I keep it real?
Yeah. I'm sure there are nothing really necessarily comes to the top of mind. But definitely we can get in that mode where even as believers that we think that we've done things on our own or achieved things on our own without it. To answer almost in the opposite of what you're saying, I remember a time where I felt so blessed that I totally didn't deserve it. Shortly after college, I've got an uncle who my mom worked for. He's fairly wealthy, and at one point she was asking for a raise, and he said, "Well, I'm not going to give that to you." Part of the reason she wanted it was because I was about to go into college. Yeah. And basically, he paid for my entire college education, books, dorm, food,
Can I get an amen?
I was able to get a 4-year college degree for no cost to my family.
Glory. Hallelujah.
I felt so blessed to be able to have that. And actually, he owns a car dealership. And then when I graduated, he also gave me a $10,000 credit on a new car. So
wow.
I had just graduated college for free and felt immensely blessed. And then got the benefit of this. And you know, some of these are material things, but at the same time, I just remember at my graduation party going into the bathroom in my house and getting down the floor and just crying like it's so undeserving of it all, and just the way that God was able to bless me and my family through that. And it was just a total moment where, like I said, you just didn't feel worthy of any of it, but God continued to see fit and bless you in that way. So, again, it's the total opposite of the question and circumstance that you asked about, but I think it kind of sheds light on the other side of things.
Mm.
Is it okay if I ask
a
question?
Yeah, it's
now?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Ms.
Are you done talking?
Yes.
Okay. you know, when Thanksgiving comes around, there's so much emphasis on, you know, being thankful and you know, remembering back on, you know, the blessings and things of that nature. How important, I mean, should this be in your life a once a year thing? How important is it to continuously give God praises and share your testimonies and, you know, be thankful for the things even when it's not around the Thanksgiving or holiday season?
Yeah, I think it's very important, and that can in some ways differentiate us or allow people to see Christ in us when it is a continual mode that we operate in of thanks and understanding and appreciation for the things that he's given us, where the rest of the world may not do it year-round and may only take the opportunity in November. If the world sees us doing that throughout the year, I think that makes us different. Hopefully they will wonder why and want to be involved in something like that. So, and definitely, I hope we make that a part of our prayer. I was taught, you know, as a young kid, to even opening your prayers to, instead of just going immediately to God with your wants and needs, you stop to give him thanks for the things and patience for those blessings throughout your life. So hopefully it's a matter of our prayer. Hopefully it's a matter of our walk, you know, 11, you know, 12 months out of the year, not just 11. At the same time, I like I said, I do appreciate that we do actually have a national holiday where we take this opportunity, and it is top of the mind. And hopefully people are, you know, still in that mode versus the whole Black Friday thing, you know, that can somewhat overtake the holidays. That they do understand this is a time where we stop and pause and show our appreciation for the things we've been getting.
Amen. And I just want to encourage everybody that's listening out there, let's take Thanksgiving past the end of November. You know what I'm saying? let's really take it out and take out time just daily to just be thankful to God and use it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, when you're out in the streets and say, hey, you know, you talking to different people, you don't got to be on the block. I'm just saying out and about. When you have something to say, just make sure you're thankful. Say things like, man, I thank God for this. And people will be like, man, he's always saying that. Mm-hmm. You know, why is she always saying that? It makes a huge difference, man. And we got Sketch. He's going to be right back with us. He's going to share how y'all can get in contact with him and find out more about his ministry right after this song right here, The Truth, featuring Jahaziel. The song is called Alive, the remix. Let's get it in, y'all. Man, I like that, man. Anybody else got any questions? Miss Cole, you got any other questions that you want to ask him prior to this the last segment that we have with him? Oh, I got a good question. We didn't ask it.
Oh.
No, I was gonna wait till you're done. I was just saying.
No, go ahead.
You want me to go?
Yeah, I think you're gonna ask what I was gonna ask.
Okay, one of the fun fact questions.
Oh no.
Okay, so you got something different. Mm-hmm. I like it. Yeah. One of the fun fact questions that we didn't ask you, man, is if you had, but if money wasn't a problem in this situation and you were able to donate to any charity of choice, where would you donate to, Sketch?
Oh, Probably actually All Eyes on Me Ministries here in Houston is the thing that Trey Nine runs.
Yeah.
And like I said, within the last year, I've seen him really get involved more in the community. They feed the homeless 7 days a week down in Houston. They could use, I'm sure, a better kitchen facility and ways to do that. He does Hip Hop Hope down in the Fifth Ward every Tuesday. They have a Christian hip hop youth service basically in the Fifth Ward and get involved. So if money was no object and I was able to give, that would probably be where I would place it, just because I know him very well. I know his heart. I've seen the work that they do without the money, and just know that God's really blessed them through the benefit of that stuff. And it's tied into Houston and hip hop culture, which I'm a deep part of myself. So I definitely would do that.
That's what's up, man. We got Sketch the Journalist with us, man. Let's go into this joint. The Truth featuring Jahaziel, I Am Alive, the remix on Yada the King Radio. Here we go.
Yeah, I think it's Jahaziel.
Let's go! With my brother, so let me spit on the subject. Not trying to dig into it, but figured I'd quickly touch it, cause I was quick to judge it, acting like I'm above it, and really I'm just the same, but my failure wasn't as public. Relaxed and I slipped, can't retract what I did, but the fact is his kids can't be snatched from his grip. Nah, I ain't justifying a sinful life, just hoping Christians might pray for a brother before they criticize. Cause yeah, I was exposed as a fraud, doing shows and tours, though my pastor told me to pause. Praise the Lord, when I showed him it all, he should've showed me the door. Instead he showed me that your shoulders were broad to bear me. See what happens walking close to the edge? Clearly, yeah, the devil must have thought I was dead, nearly. So how come I'm still alive right now, done? Well, I'ma pour it out on the next album, so stay tuned.
Thinking I can stand cause I'm a vet like a sick dog. Boy was I mistaken, pacing through the thick fog, forsaking all the basics. I raced into a brick wall. When I got free, took a trip to Cali, stayed with my sister, she was living in the valley. But that was nothing new cause I was living in the valley, and I could feel the pressure, man, boxing like Ali. But I had his protection like Pi-Weave, Pi-Weave. I was really weak but the shepherd was beside me. Technically that was really all that I needed. My greatest comfort was knowing that he would not leave. Now I'm down on my knee, surrendered and my arms is up, and he's working on me till I'm strong as an armored truck. Cause his commitment is to finish what he said from the beginning. I'm surrendered and committed, let's get it. Tragedy to triumph. Got to relax, man, and that was the problem. I was trying to pour it out with a crack in the bottle. When it's a crack in the bottle, man, the water leaks. Any house will crumble if the mortar's weak. Now I understand the false sense of security. Standing on sand like a Florida beach. Turn the page next, chapter, caught a plane left. Came back to Philly, looked around like what a train wreck. But I knew that God could fix it if I laid back. Sure enough, everything I lost, Jesus gave back. Yeah, and that's the essence of grace. I got my life back, resurrected from the grave. I got my wife back, so for the rest of my days, I'll be resting, I'm resting my case.
position, got you respect. Yeah, you waited and you made it. Had your head up in the clouds. Now it's storming, but you never had to weather stormy weather. You just wanted to get better. Do you know how to get you out? What makes you think that you are above the fall? Remember time and chance. It happens to us all.
It's too late.
It's on you, it's a chess game, and it's your move. Under pressure is the measure of what you say that you believe.
Ain't it crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy. Could be nothing, but then maybe, maybe a little something could be that one thing that might cost you everything. Oh, what makes you think that you are above the fall? Remember time and chance. It happens to us all.
It's too big. You can't handle it. Oh, it's too slow. And you lose your grip.
And if it's too high,
you can't get low. Oh, get down, get down, get down.
Oh,
you don't know, you don't have a clue.
And you go to
Dawkins and Dawkins, some of the R&P pioneers. The song is called Get Down. It's all about humbling ourselves, man. And we got Sketch the Journalist from Kudzu, Texas.
Kudzu.
And Miss Cole, you got it.
So Sketch, you had touched a little bit on or in the beginning of the segment on how you know, the people that you write for, where is some of the articles, how can people follow you? Where can they get in contact with you and get start reading and hearing about the things that you're doing?
Sure. Yeah, sketchthejournalist.com is kind of a catch-all. It's my blog where I post a lot of things. If you want to see the pieces that I write for the Houston Chronicle's website, I've got an alternative URL for that called italktorappers.com. Spelled just like it sounds. I thought that was kind of a clever name. That's what I've got a bit on my Twitter bio. That really, I talk to rappers and share their stories about things that matter. So whether it's a secular rapper or a Christian rapper, but italktorappers.com will take you there. The wrapup.net is the secular website that I contribute to if you want to see some of those articles. And then Twitter is at SketchTheJ. Sketch the Journalist was a little bit long, so SketchTheJ was a nickname that my friend gave me. You can follow me there.
Awesome, man. So I know you got that vacation coming up. Well, what's coming up after that? What's next?
There's a ton of stories. When I first started the Chronicle blog, they asked me to blog once or twice a week, and I thought, man, I don't know if there's enough to do. But once I got involved, there's tons of stories. I've still got plenty on my list that I want to talk about and share, things that I want to do in the next year and ideas that I have. So I'm continuing to write and contribute to thestuff.com. The Wado Radio Show will be coming back soon, so we'll be doing stuff there. Continuing to write for the Houston Chronicle and the wrap-up. Some of the stories that I want to be, you know, sharing soon or in the new year. One, I was going to do a blog post of like five people that started out in Christian hip-hop, but their music genre is different than that now. Joey the Jerk from LA Symphony is now doing like CCM music, and his name Joey's Dream. And yeah, Listener from Deep Space Five has his own genre called punk music. And people like John Rubin have now kind of gravitated and changed to kind of this pop alternative sound, which I think is interesting just to see guys that have been involved in this, but their sound is kind of evolved. Heath McNeese is another guy like that who does hip-hop stuff, but he also does like worship music on the side, and Plato has stuff that's like worship music. So that's kind of an interesting topic. I'd love to do a story sometime about the day jobs of Christian rappers, guys that aren't full-time ministry but may drive a truck or do the different things and how they manage that with their work life. There's a story coming up about the Unashamed movie, the guy Hard Hooker that's been following the 116 click around, and how he's got this whole documentary film about Christian hip-hop. Lecrae and 116 and Reach Records are kind of the central characters, but he's also looking at this whole movement that they've created in this fan base and what they're doing to change the culture of hip-hop as a whole and this movement of followers that they've got. So those are kind of the stories that I want to talk about. In addition, I can always talk about the next album that's coming out or the next new artist, but I like to step back and kind of look at these larger stories and movements that are going on or people that are doing unique things. I just wrote about Law Servant getting involved in NASCAR, and there's a NASCAR driver that used one of his songs as a theme song, and then he was invited to the last NASCAR race in Miami and got to meet the driver and get in the truck and be a part of their chapel service. So the different ways that he's kind of pushing boundaries. And then South by Southwest is a mainstream music festival that's really huge. It takes place every year in Austin, and the last couple of years we've been invited. New relationship we've built with the promoter to do a Christian hip hop stage there, and I love to talk to people about that and how that's getting bigger and bigger. And we've had sold out crowds in the area that we've done that. The last couple of years I've done like a panel discussion. We've had a concert this year. Reach Records will have their own showcase there. Amongst like last year, Jay-Z and Kanye performed. It's all these rockers and independent music artists and stuff, and how Christians are getting involved in that forefront. So, wow. Again, there's so many stories and things that I want to be involved in and tell, and those are things that are on my list to do after vacation, after the holidays, as we continue to move forward.
And so do you have any last words for everyone?
Thank you guys for following. Hopefully people, if anything got out of this interview, that they see that they don't have to be the person on stage. You don't have to be a rapper or a DJ to be involved and to allow God to use your gifts and talents in other ways. And you can still be involved in this movement and not necessarily be the guy on the album cover, but just find ways where you can plug in and be used and understand that you're serving a greater good, a greater kingdom that's being built behind you. So be willing to not always be the face and be the hands and feet, as we're called to do in the Bible. So hopefully people get some of that out as well.
Man, that's what's up, man. I think it was a wonderful time getting in. It was a wonderful time getting it in with Sketch the Journalist, man. And
yeah.
We want y'all to follow some of his writings, man, and a lot of the stuff that he's going to do coming up in the new year. That sound like they're going to be some fresh articles, man. So that's really what it is, man. Sketch, we want to thank you for coming on Yada the King, man, and sharing your story.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. It was a good time for me. I appreciate you guys offering the platform that you do for this music and for artists to be able to get in and share your story. You guys are kind of kindred spirits and interviewing and talking to artists about their stories and just exposing more people to the way that God changes people's lives and uses this stuff. So I appreciate what you guys do and offering me to be a part of it and share my story as well.
Amen. Well, you be blessed, man, and you continue to as it's the Thanksgiving weekend, still being thanks, bro.
Yeah, we definitely will. And thank you for remembering Cutting Shoe. I know you guys will never forget that. The next time you hear it, you'll remember that. So,
all right, bro. You be blessed, man. Have a great night.
Absolutely. Thanks, man.
Yep. Awesome. Awesome time, man. Let's get into this song, man. One of Miss Cole's favorite interviews was Erica Diamonds. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was one of them. She was having fun because she teamed up against me. With
I'm
you.
Always outnumbered.
You know what I'm saying? And that was her. We're going to go to her song, True Love, that I still think needs to be in some kind of movie. You remember that? Well, let's go into that song. Right after this song, we'll be right back and we're going to talk about Thanksgiving, y'all. Let's go.
Like this.
Miss Cole be so mean to me. She always be saying stuff behind the scenes,
you
y'all.
Oh, she was like, goodness.
She said, you're a horrible singer.
I did anyway, not say that. You always like, try to play a victim.
Don't do it. Don't do
you
it.
You always try to say
But I'm thankful.
Always try to play a victim.
Listen, I'm so thankful for Miss Cole being on the show. You know, Miss Cole, when it comes to being thankful, I would have to say this. She played a violin over there. I should get a violin sound. But what do you think about Thanksgiving? And do you guys do anything special during the Thanksgiving holiday where you go around and share what you're thankful for or anything like that?
Like for the dinner?
Yeah.
You know, it was a little more activities and things going on, a little more hectic this year. But
yeah.
In the past years, I think we have... you know, gone around the table and kind of expressed what, you know, we were thankful for, you know, and the things that throughout the year and things of that nature. So I think it's important, especially when you think about holiday season, you know, it's a time where you get together with your family, and maybe some families that you don't typically have dinners with on a day-to-day basis. And it's always nice to be able to share the things that you're thankful for and the things that you have that God has brought you through throughout that, you know, past year. So do you guys do that?
Yeah, we do it when we go to certain family members' houses, especially the older members. They definitely have us do that. Mm-hmm. You know, we actually have everybody go around the circle and share what they're thankful for. Nobody is exempt.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think it's cool.
I think it's a great tradition to have or to start if it's not in your family.
Yeah.
To start that.
So let's talk about thanks, though. Giving thanks. My wife preached about it. Oh, my goodness. She tore the building up. Do you remember anything that she said from that kind of stuck out to you that you could share with us? One thing that I remember while you were getting those thoughts was a story that she talked about where Jesus healed 10 men. And when he healed those 10 men, and Miss Cole was actually working at the place, so she was not in the room. So you know, I do that stuff just to mess with Nicole. Anyway, Miss Cole, there was 10 people that were healed, And Jesus told them to go to the priest. While they walked, they realized they were healed. And only one of them came back to say thank you to Jesus and give thanks to God. And when she said that, she was like, are you the one that's willing to give thanks? Or are you going to be the nine, like, really, that are, you know what I'm saying, you might say, oh man, that's tight, I'm healed.
Mm-hmm.
But are you going to go back to God and say, God, I pray, I thank you for healing me.
Right.
And I thought that was really big, man.
Yeah,
and, you know, it was like 10% of the people
came back
to give thanks.
Right.
You know,
10%,
you know what I'm saying? And that's not a, that's a very small percentage if you think about it.
Right.
And I'm not going to make a doctrine that says 10% of people that receive something from God are going to go give thanks from God. I'm not going to say that. I'm not saying that the Bible said that. But what I am saying is, a lot of times we take for granted some of the things that God does for us. What do you think, Ms. Cole?
I think that that is accurate. I think even the things that may be small to us, you know, it's overlooked sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can be honest, and I'm going to have you share something, you know what I'm saying, where we've been places where we take for granted what God has even done in our walk. You know what I'm saying? Like, we get to a place and it's like, oh man, well, I'm a Christian, I'm doing this and this and this, so I deserve what I get, right?
Right, right.
And you know, God has to check us sometimes and say, mm-hmm. you know, we're not worthy of anything that we receive.
Mm-hmm.
We're not worthy of the clothes on our back. So when we get that mindset, actually, I was preaching yesterday about King Saul. God told him, when you were little in your own eyes, you were great. But when you became big-headed, big in your own eyes, he was like, man, you don't have the kingdom no more because you're not thankful for what I've done. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Is there anything in your life that you could say, you know, you neglected giving God thanks at a time period or anything like that?
Well, you know, I think, and, you know, this can kind of, I don't want to use the word cliche, but, you know, a lot of people, you know, their testimony is, you know, I'm just thankful to be here.
Right.
I'm thankful to be alive. I'm thankful that God woke me up. And for me, just recently realizing that I'm very thankful for those things. I'm very thankful for my health.
Yeah.
You know, working in the medical field and for a neuroscience, you know, division in a hospital, you know, I constantly am seeing patients, seeing people come in with illnesses, with, you know, days numbered on their lives. And I think that for me, that opened my eyes to, you know what, God, I thank you that I have my health. I thank you that my husband has my health, or has my health, his health. You know, I'm thankful to wake up each and every day and have all of my limbs and my fingers and my toes, and I'm breathing and things of that nature. So I think that recently was something that I kind of felt like was something I was neglecting to thank God for, even though I know that God has given me all these things, but verbally giving him, you know, my thankfulness, you know, and, you know, thankfulness is praise, giving him praises for the things that, you know, he does. And, I don't know. I was thinking of Psalms, because that is, you know, a book that talks all about Thanksgiving and praises. And, you know, I looked over and, you know, you guys have scriptures posted from Psalms on the booth here. And and just thinking of that book, I mean, ultimately that is what is pleasing to God, is when we acknowledge the things in our life that he has done for us, when we give him praises, when we thank him, when we praise him constantly, you know. And, and also the book talks about the scripture, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. If we're not doing that now, that is what we are going to be doing when we enter in his
gates. If you're not doing it now, though,
right,
you won't be doing it later.
Right.
Clear.
So, you know, of course, this season is what we think we're able to reflect back upon. But, continue to do that in your life. That needs to be something that is continuous. That needs to be your nature. Mm-hmm. So anyways, that's
what's up. You better preach, preacher. She was going in. I and on that note, I'm your warrior, Don Christian.
And your girl, Miss Cole.
And we outro. Let's get it. God bless y'all. Next show, T-Word gonna be on, man. Don't miss it. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka.